You expect to F it up. You expect to succeed. You expect to F it up. You expect to succeed, or not F it up. Same thing. Both result in no peace, no joy, no good results. Why would you have that expectation? Given the reaction you have to that expectation, given the reaction you have to that sentence, devastation when you actually do F something up, suggests that you expect yourself to go through life never making a mistake, i.e. perfection. You are not alone. Some people give their whole life to that not, to that unreality, and suffer, become total underachievers, and altogether unpleasant people no one really wants around. Perfection is an ideal. Ideal, by definition, is unattainable. People, you too, have standards. Standards that are mostly doable, mostly possible. Ideals, by their nature, are beyond what is possible. Like being able to flap your arms and fly like a bird. Wanting perfection. All the time, every time, everywhere. Perfection is not possible. It is like the horizon. Moves when you get closer to it. Just watch some gymnastics event. What was a 9.6 last year, this year only qualifies for 9.2 or less. I am making this up, I haven't watched an event like that in decades. Back in Hungary we used to watch the skating events. Winter Olympics? I don't remember. But I still remember some of the really good skaters. Why? I have no idea. They had grace, poise, and risked everything for becoming the best. If you want perfection, your behavior is, surprisingly, that you aren't doing anything to get better. You don't even try. Why bother? I was mostly able to take life as it came. While you keep on comparing it with perfection, and you always fall short. Utter misery. You expect misery, you fear, negative expectation based on your past, misery, failure. And surprisingly what you fear, is what will happen. The higher energy feeling is what you produce. You cause it. You make happen. And what is in the background is this speaking, I am always going to be / I am never going to be a F, up. Are you declaring? Are you promising? What's missing? Asking this question is the saving grace here. Why is that question different from what's wrong? You are not asking about something that is wrong. That question would put you into an emotional state, shame, lack, grief, envy, etc. The what's missing question asks you to look outside of where you have been looking. The answer to that question is outside of what you are looking at. Even if you have a narrow cone of vision, the moment you take your incident out of the middle of your cone of vision, or visual field, its devastating effect on you lessens, you get smarter, and calmer, and you can actually look. I just listened to a partner call where the dude who was speaking was muffling his voice, slumping over the microphone. You could hear that he was not in a good place. But the moment he asked what's missing, he straightened up, and his voice became strong and healthy. Amazing. In his case, in the case of this dude, what was missing was foresight. Foresight is an aspect of awareness. Unless you are aware of yourself and your surroundings, you don't even have access to foresight. Awareness will show what can go wrong. What is awareness really? What gets aware? I say it is consciousness. All the data from the perception organs are felt, seen, heard. The brain received all the signals, and yet the brain decided to let it slide. It doesn't forward the data to consciousness. 1. When consciousness is awakened and is paying attention, foresight, awareness, brilliance, is possible. A normal person's consciousness is paying attention 10% of the time. It is cut off. This may be the reason a normal person's health indicators are only 10%, and go downhill starting from age 3. Many people in history were trying to get into higher consciousness, Gurdjieff, Colin Wilson, Osho. These people I know enough to be able to tell you what they did to achieve their goal, to connect to consciousness. They did some insane things. Half killing themselves. It is amazing only compared my students and clients who use the big bundle energy to live a large portion of their days there, connected to consciousness. And even the energy guru I first received a sample of that energy first, some 8 years ago, doesn't know what he has. I asked Source to duplicate the energy, and then, 8 years later, the energy saved my life. And it is going to save a lot of other people's lives. Make them healthier, have more energy, and be able to ask the question what's missing? And have a life with a lot fewer bumps in the road. So when consciousness gets alerted to the state of your body and mind, mindset, and being stuck in narrow cone of vision, it swings into action. I am not sure what consciousness is. But I have a few ways to visualize it for myself. It's like a cleaning lady, who, unless you call her to your house, won't clean your house. Duh. It's like your landlord, who, unless you let him know that your toilet leaks, he won't know and he won't call for a plumber. These examples have been really relevant to me. Lol. I have been afraid of my landlord since the first day I met him 16 years ago. He talks loud, and he doesn't listen. He reminds me of my mother who beat me with regularity, and talked too loud. So I have been scared. But since I've been listening to the Consciousness Awakening Energy, the Big Bundle, I have been thinking about calling my landlord to stop the persistent leak of my toilet. And yesterday I caught him while he was visiting the downstairs apartment, and he called for a plumber. I am still scared. It will probably never go away, but I was able to do what a normal person would do, ask the plumber to fix the toilet. But the plumber is here. And the landlord is talking really loudly. Lol. Okay, so back to the Consciousness Awakening audio. How can you get it? It is a short audio file I recorded of myself breathing out the energy while I downloaded it. It has 50% of the original energy. If you were here and I had the patience to download the energy into you long enough for it to make a difference, you would get 100% of it. But I neither have the patience, nor you have the money it would cost. Thousands of dollars a pop. So you have to settle to listening to me breathe into your ears, get 50% of the energy that still wakes up consciousness, so it can get aware that you have something amiss, damaged, needing repair. Does it work if you put it on a speaker? No. It needs to play into your ears. Or ear, if you use it mono style, so you can drive and not get killed. You also need to promise not to share it. It is for your personal use. Why? Because I say so. That is the deal. No promise. No deal. Okay. Here is the link to buy, https://www.yourvibration.com/1/bigbundlephones. Go get the big bundle with the headphones before I run out or the time runs out. For a limited time, until Sunday, November 3rd, I include a cheapo headset, a micro TF card with a big bundle, so you can start using it right away.